Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This is Unbreakable with Jay Glazer, a mental health podcast, helping you out of the gray and into the blue. Now, here's Jay Glazer.
Welcome in, everybody, to Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer. I'm your host, Jay Glazer. And, you know, I try and get in guests that just run the gamut and everything. And I don't think I've had a performer, a singer on yet. And I'm so excited to have this person on because he has reinvented himself over and over and over. And we have so much in common. We have so many mutual friends also. So with that, I want to welcome in my dude, Brett Michaels. How are you, brother?
I am doing awesome. First of all, I want to say what an honor to be on here. Thank you for having me. And we are not far in our neck of the woods. I grew up in the Pennsylvania area. Okay. I know you're a Jersey guy.
I'm a Jersey Shore guy. Yeah.
Jersey Shore guy.
Yeah, but I don't claim it though. Once that TV show came out, I'm like, fuck it. I'm from outside New York. Let me tell you, so here's what I love. Okay. And we have a very close mutual friend, one of my best friends on the planet, and he's yours as well. And I called him. I said, hey man, I got your dude coming on. What could you tell me? And that guy is Guy Fieri. And I have a whole chapter in my book, Unbreakable. I have a book called Unbreakable, How I Turn My Depression, Anxiety, into Motivation. You Can Too. And I have a whole chapter on loyalty, right? And loyalty is a dying art. And when I said to Guy, I said, hey, I have Brett Michaels coming on. He said, one of us, loyal. This guy just drove overnight to get to my birthday party. Like, you got to ask about it. But when I heard that, the loyalty part, I was like, man, it lit me up.
Well, first of all, thank you. And Guy, I just literally a couple days ago in Florida, we travel around a bit. He was on stage with me during the stadium tour, but then we were down in Florida together. We own properties down there. And I just want to say one of the best people.
Yeah.
And the story he's talking about, this is no lie. So he calls up and he's like me. He's spontaneous. Sometimes we're a little too spontaneous. Right. And he said, I'm doing this thing. And I said, Guy, come hook or crook, I will make it out to your ranch. There's no cell service out where he was at. And this is a much longer story. I'll make it short. I have tattooed on my back shoulder. It says life, love, loyalty. I'm not kidding you.
It
means the world to me. And I grew up in a small town, Pennsylvania, and still to this day, best friends with all my friends I grew up with. And guys, that's what we hit it off immediately. We've been friends a while. What a great guy. And also, you know, we're talking about another friend of ours, the Bruce.
Right, yeah, right, Bruce Lurie. Yep.
And Bruce is amazing. And again, obviously we do a lot of business together, but it goes beyond that for me. Mm-hmm. It's about passion and friendship. It's about, you know, loving the people you're around and sometimes having to painfully let go of some of those that just are pulling you in the wrong direction.
Yeah, no, that's, you make a great point there, because a lot of times, and like I see this around NFL players all the time, like they'll make it and then somebody will say to them, man, you're changing. Money's changing you. And yeah, money does change you. Like Diddy's white party is way better than wearing white and black stripes. You know, so it's like, it does change you. And I tell these guys, if they're not empowering you over the, just because they were with you for the first 21 years, doesn't give people the right to be with you for the next 60 or 71 years if they're not empowering you and lifting you up. But loyalty to me is that art of loyalty is doing things for others without them even asking. Like, I'm going to always think, man, like if something comes to my mind, hey, this is going to help my friend Brett Michael. This is going to help Guy. This is going to help them. Or, you know, just constantly, if I don't hear from them for a while, checking in because I don't know what they're going through. So checking in on them, making sure they're doing okay. And I think it's in today's day and age, too many people kind of forget really the art of loyalty.
1,000,000%. And I want to add to that, too. It's sometimes, like yourself, myself, it's born into the DNA where when you surround yourself, you find great people in your life. What I think has helped me as a lead singer, straight to the point, is the fact that I love seeing people have a great time. I'm one of those guys that's going to call you down the road from this, not long, and say, hey, did you ever think of this or throw that? Not for business, but for friendship. I'll be like, listen, we're doing this thing. Would this help? Would that help? And that's one of the reasons I say, you know, you talk about unbreakable. Right. And I wrote a song with my daughter called Unbroken, right?
Wow.
And it's about this unbroken fighting spirit that we have to find, because we got to go through the tough times in order to find that. It's easy to have, like I said about songwriting, it's really hard to write a party song. It is, because you're in the middle of partying. Who feels like sitting down and working on something? But
really?
It is when it breaks your heart. True story. No one, everyone always says, oh, when you wrote Nothing But a Good Time, that must have been so easy to write. I said, oddly enough, if you listen to Nothing But a Good Time, it is about me working as a fry cook and being repeatedly told, I will never make it out of Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. You can play in every band you want. There's no fighting chance you're going to write original material. And here's where I was different, inherent by my DNA from my mom and dad. I decided as a child, when I got diabetes, right up to the time I was 16, working as a fry cook and a busboy, that I was going to be victorious over being a victim. So every time I was put down, let me say this correctly. It hurts. Don't ever, it's not like, oh, that doesn't hurt. Every time you get told that, I just used it as another brick to make me step higher, to fight harder. And I think that's what's helped me in my entire life. I looked at diabetes sometimes as a blessing more than a curse, because it kept me from falling into the complete over the edge at every single party, because you can do that. It's easy to do that. Instead, I like seeing people having a great time at my party. I want you to have a great, when you come to my house, I walk out, how you doing, meet in the driveway, come in. And I think me and you now possess a lot of that same spirit.
Yeah. I always say, like, I made a decision in 1993 when I got my break to cover the Giants for a whopping $9,450 a year. I made a decision.
That was about 400 quadruple times what we made on my first royalty check.
Well,
the $42 royalty check.
but that royalty check for you, right, was like, your royalty check probably still validated you. Like, hey, I said I'd be the last motherfucker standing, and I got it, and I made it, right? It's not the dollars. It's that we did it. We both said, we're going to be the last motherfucker standing here. We're going to do it our way, and it may not pay off now. Mine took 11 years to pay off. Right. Yours, I don't know how long it took to pay off to really get it, but it was more of that validation of, all right, we said we're going to do it a certain way. We're not going to quit, and we're going to be rejected more than anybody on the planet. But that fucking, you got that check. It validated you.
1,000,000,000%, not 1,000,000%, 1,000,000,000%. It validated it. And I will never forget this. I grew up again. Very thankful for where I grew up. But what I learned is the luckier I get is always comes with the harder I worked. Mm-hmm. And when I say that, I know I said that backwards, but it's the truth. The luckier I got came with the hard work I put in. And when I realized that my gambling skills suck, I didn't come from money, and I probably was never going to win I'm not saying I won't. I wasn't going to win the lottery. I just went out there and I had a really good learning curve. Mm-hmm. So I would listen to great people, ignore the ones that I felt, you know, your gut. I'm empathic. I think you may be the same. Mm-hmm. Your gut tells you when you're around somebody, it doesn't feel right. And it also tells you when it feels really right. And that was a blessing for me. And then I went out, literally loaded up my windowless Chevette, an old ambulance van in a green pickup truck, drove it out with a bunch of my friends. We drove to LA and lived behind a dry cleaner for 3 years in sleeping bags on the floor.
Wow.
But there was a reason. You ready for the reason? We were able to rehearse there. It cost us nothing. We could live. You know, we were able to survive.
Right.
And the biggest blessing that ever happened was being turned down by every label probably three times over. No bullshit. Three right. times over, with songs like Every Rose, songs like Talk Dirty to Me, ones that became number one hits. They were like, we don't hear the word. You ready? The buzzword. We don't hear the nucleus of a hit. I go, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Seems like it's a good song to me. But as I said that, it also the best thing, and Bruce will talk about this all the time. We retained all of our publishing. And that became a huge, somehow, somewhere, someone was watching, you know, the man was watching out for me, or right. the woman, the person was somebody, my angel was watching
God
out
was
for
watching
me.
Out for you, yes.
God, yeah. Thank you. God was watching out for me, absolutely. And it just felt, even in the course of me making some less than reputable decisions, somehow, again, God was watching out for me and helped me mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically stay in the game.
Give me the moment when, so for me, it took me again 11 years. I was making $9,450 a year for those 11 years. And I finally got a call from my agent saying, okay, you can exhale. You finally got a full-time job after being rejected for 11 straight years over and over and over and over and over. And it's fucking brutal to be told you're not good enough for 11 years. And, you know, that's, you know, the overnight success, it's, you know, it's in 11 years, folks. It's not overnight. But when I got that call, I didn't even ask how much it was for. It was to be on CBS, to do the NFL Today on CBS. He just got the NFL contract back. He said, you're going to be the NFL insider, the NFL Today on CBS. And I said, I'll take it. And he said, don't you want to know how much it's for? And I said, I don't give a fuck. It validated me that when I said I'd be the last dude standing and I was going to do it different than every other reporter that's doing it, it validated me. And that was my moment. Give me the moment for you when you got the call that your first song, okay, you got it. It's going to be a hit. You got it. You made it, if you will. You know, you got over that hump. Give me that moment when you realized that.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Absolutely. And before I do that, as this part of me, I need you to know, first of all, congratulations. As I know you and watch you, and I can feel, you can feel your energy. And I beg you, for whatever hits you had to take, for however many put downs, however many, you know, no, you're not the right one, we're looking for somebody else, whatever happened. And I got chills up and down my arm as I'm saying this. I got the chill bumps. Whatever happened carved you into the incredible human that you become, that energy level you have. Don't lose that. The world needs it, because we all get knocked down. We all have those breaking moments. And it's those of us that are warriors that get back up, mm-hmm. fight through it, and say, I don't give a shit. I am going to fight through this, and I'm going to make it. So that's an inspiration to a lot of people. And I say this too, as the son of a veteran, and my relatives mm-hmm. all served, all of, including my sisters at Offutt Air Force Base, and some Purple Hearts, some KIA in action. I won't mm-hmm. go into that. We decided as a family to push forward. And that unbreakable moment for me, I will never forget this. There was crossroads in my life. Can I give you really quick ones?
Go ahead. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So here it comes. My first one started. So long story short, I'm doing this A&E documentary called Unbroken, right? It's the origins of Bret Michaels. I take him to the exact spot in Pennsylvania, outside the Radio Shack strip mall parking lot in the slushy snow of January, right? Where I wasn't allowed to come in and buy a mic stand because they thought I didn't have the money for it. And I remember looking at my work boots in the snow, cigarette butts, you know, the cigarette butts in the snow. I'm looking down. This sounds crazy. And at that moment, I said, I am driving this to California. I'm writing original music. I'll sell everything I own. And I'm driving across this country with or without anybody in this car. And I'm going to make it. Amazing. That was my, I'm going to go write music and write original material, right? I figured if I'm starving, I'm going to drive someplace that may be warm in the winter, right? So at least I had some warmth. But my big moment came, I'm not making this up, the turning point for me, the real turning point came when I took my record. So understand my signing day, when you know, all these bands are like, oh, right. There was limos and there's jets and there's right. this and that. When you're an independent band like Poison or like myself, independently owned and operated, mine was sitting on a warehouse floor in El Segundo, packing, shrink wrapping and packing my own records and cassettes. I'm not making this up. Look what the cat dragged in.
I love this, dude.
This is as true as it gets. We laugh about it to this day. The band, I go, we don't even have a sandwich in here. Like, we're sitting on the floor. I go, this is not at all what I pictured when I read my, Kiss brochure. Right. You know what I mean? I'm like, where's the Jets? Where's the big party? So El Segundo, shrink wrapping records, packing cassettes in boxes, sending them out as an independent band, right? And that moment, and then driving from there, here it comes. We have a Chevette that's been broken into so many times. We're lucky we still had a front windshield. We drive it down in the band. We go into a place called KNAC Radio. Right. It's a big rock station and opened up. They're kind of down in the Long Beach area. We hand them the record. They don't interview us. There's no big interview. They're like, oh, OK, thanks. They've got a bunch of other bands that are breaking big. We hand them the record. They spin it. And I'll never forget hearing, look what the cat dragged in, cry tough, and then talk dirty to me. Then all of a sudden, all the other stations, whatever happened, fans related to it. It worked. We were great on the club scene. We always threw a big, we always put on a big show and big music, but it didn't translate yet to a record deal. And I will never forget that moment, setting along the 5 and the 405 in that area and hearing them say, well, here's a song. Bret Michaels brought this in with Poison. And this song right here is called Look What the Cat Dragged In. And don't leave if you don't like it, because we got two more we're going to spin. And that was a you have no idea. You know, vindication you were talking about with your first check, or you didn't give a shit what they were giving you.
Right.
Hearing that on the radio, my head hit the steering wheel, and it wasn't tears. I don't want to get choked up on your show, but
no, please do, man. We're vulnerable men over here, man.
I'm vulnerable, and I my head hit the steering wheel, and it really, it was a hell of a moment.
Man, that is beautiful, good man. Moment. That is beautiful. And I appreciate you being vulnerable like this, man.
Like that moment.
I love it.
And Jerry Maguire, not going to make me cry, Jay.
Right. Hey, but here, and this is one of the things I'm trying to do with this podcast, is show dudes out there that it's manly to be vulnerable and to cry. No one's questioning our manhood. We can cry in the drop of a dime. We're good. And that's what we need to do in today's day and age, is show people it's okay, so we don't hold that shit in anymore. And we start, you know, opening up and being real with each other. So, man, I'm honored that you did that. I'm proud of you, man. That's fucking strong. I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much. And I'm telling you, it was that moment. If it never went any further, which I knew, like my thing is every day I go in to do this. When I went on to different TV shows or been produced, you know, since then, probably my strong suit is my brain is a little bit like a matrix. So I look at things from a 30,000 foot view looking down, but also I'm a ground level guy. I self-proclaim myself a realist. What I mean is I'm a dreamer and a realist. So the dream is amazing. Everyone's creative. Everyone's got a dream that I need. What you got to do is have that willpower. You've got to get the skills and you have to have the thrills, but without the willpower, without the mental fortitude to move forward, as soon as you hit a brick wall, you'll stop. Yeah. The minute I hit a brick wall, I kicked that fucker down and found a way over it and a way to get through it. And then it led to the Columbia Records and Tapes Club. If you remember that, for a penny.
Right.
With our first album.
Right.
I looked and go, holy crap, I'm listed up here with Aerosmith and Zeppelin and Kiss. That was great. And then to be able to be playing the stadiums now, you know, here we are 36 years into it, if not more. Jay, as an absolute fan of music and sports, I brought both of those together. I take my daughters out. We build a motocross track. We have a mini little football field. It's crazy. I just combine my love of music and sports and people and just keep it rocking.
You've reinvented yourself over and over and over and over, right? You've done TV shows, you did Rock and Love, you wrote your song with your daughter, you have something coming, is it on A&E? It's coming out on a biopic on you, right?
There's a biopic on A&E, yes, thank you.
So you've reinvented yourself over and over and over. Why? So I started with football, and I was fighting at the time, and then I said, well, you know, this mixed martial arts sport, it's going to take off, they're going to need announcers, which is what happened, right? And then I've done Ballers. Then I started charities with MVP, Emerging Vets and Players. Now I'm reinventing myself a little more with trying to be the voice of mental health, to give people words, you know, to have the conversation. But like over the years, I've just reinvented myself. A lot of mine came out of fear that I'm going to lose it all. And that I always got to have something else, because that's my depression and anxiety tells me I'm not worthy of it. And it's all going to leave tomorrow because I don't deserve it. I'm not worthy of it. And it just, man, and it sucks. And I wake up with it every day. So I constantly reinvent myself and things I'm going to do. So mine's more out of fear. Why do you reinvent yourself?
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
First of all, if you don't mind me just taking a minute to talk with you about exactly what you're going through, because this is what makes great friends and loyalty. Yep. First of all, I want to take yours, which is when people talk about, oh, no fear, there's no fear. When we say no fear, no fear is what we have to find. What you have inside of you is this constant drive. It's this constant storm that's inside of me. I'm saying, okay. And I think a bit of that with you is a feeling of, again, I want to say this. If you say, I don't feel I'm worthy, that ticket, here is where you excel. Most people, when they hit that, curl up and they don't fight through it. Right. What you're showing them is we fight through it. I want to tell everybody out there, it's painful. Sometimes it is knowing that, listen, in the entertainment business, no different from sports, no different from every time you've created yourself out of fear, but then took it to the next level, is no different than what I do in the music business. I mean, you're here today, gone later, not even later this afternoon. And I have just, here's where my no fear moment comes, is that I just don't ever know. I never know it's going to be a huge success. I just never think it's going to fail. And then I find a way to get it done. I know that sounds crazy. When I did Apprentice, I'm in the middle of Rock of Love. It's the highest rated show. And so I'm helping. I produce all these. I get into the, you ask anybody I work with, I get into the nitty gritty. I'm hands on. I'm like, nope. Listen, my thing that turns me on is being into the creative and turning it into the real deal. But when I get into the nitty gritty of these shows, so here I am, we're doing Rock of Love. We're about to do a third season. It's their highest rated show. It's crazy, ridiculous dating world, complete opposite of doing an Apprentice, right? I asked to go on Apprentice. Like, it wasn't like I go, they're like, you're crazy. You're going to go on there. He doesn't like you. You're going to look like, you know where I'm going with this. You're going to look like an idiot.
Right.
You know what I mean? You'll be on there one episode and gone. I said, no, I don't know I'm going to win it. But if any of this show is real, they will see my work ethic. Mm-hmm. They will see how I work with people and that I didn't get here by being lucky for this many years. And then in the middle of all that came, you were asking about that most unbreakable moment. Mm-hmm. In the middle of doing that is when I had the brain hemorrhage. So now I have this life-ending subarachnoid brain hemorrhage. And the minute I came out of the, you know, it was a TIA, a stroke as well. When I woke up and came out of it, and I will never forget that moment, I look up and there's a nurse in all white. And she's massaging my legs. And I'm not kidding you for a minute. I thought, is this heaven? I made it to heaven where the nurses in white, my socks, they have those, you know,
full-time massages. Sign me up.
I go, is this it? I guess I did something right. God, I did a few things good. And then when I realized I was going to live, Dr. Z at the hospital at Barrow is one of the best in the world who saved my life. He said, I've never seen anyone as determined to head up and down that hallway, learning to walk everything again. And I keep adding to this, going back to what you had started with. I know I sometimes go all over the place, but
me too. It's the ADD in us. We're good.
Thank you. I have it. My dad used to, yeah. You ready for this? When I was a kid, my dad and mom said to me, oh, my son just has a little extra energy.
Right.
They didn't die.
Right.
But they're like, oh, the kid has a little extra energy, man. He's spunky and he'll be talking about a motorcycle. And the next thing you know, he's out in the front yard throwing football. We're like, wait, what? So we
I write my book about my ADD, and I used to be told that, you know, I had a learning disability, and now I look at it and I go, no, I just don't learn the way y'all teach. I learn fine. I just don't learn the way you teach. I coach people now too. I coach pretty well. I'm sure I teach, I coach, but I just don't learn the way you teach. I don't have a learning disability.
Not a chance. And that, here's what, you ever study how many amazing players, athletes, musicians, right, artists, you know, CEOs, all are touched with a little ADD, ADHD, mm-hmm, a little bit of touch of that is in there, because if we can focus it, finish it, and make it relatable, it is unstoppable. Like, in other words, for us to take that and use it, you're exactly right. They just didn't, same for me. They didn't, just didn't know quite how to teach around what were my strong points were.
Give me your, I'm only keeping you for a couple more minutes, man. I appreciate your time.
Oh, I could talk. Me and you could.
Listen, I love it, right? Yes.
Record, I'm going to tell you, this is therapeutic for me. So I was so excited about doing this. I go, I don't care where I am in the world. I'm stopping everything to have this conversation with you, because you're an inspiration, and this is a helping moment for me.
Oh man, that is an honor to hear, man. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right. So here's what I want from you. Give me the holy shit moment for you, where somebody you looked up to in the music world said something to you where you're like, you know, I don't know who you looked up to, you know, in the music world, but I'm sure you've had that moment where they come and said, oh man, I love what you do.
So here was that great moment. Again, if you knew me, you would see I'm a handshake, hug, how you doing kind of guy. So I've made a lot of great lasting friendships. The most amazing aha moments came with this. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
So our first record is breaking. We're the first independent band to sell 4 million records. Unheard of.
Wow.
Right. It's unheard of. So the next thing you know, all of a sudden, Paul Stanley, I look up, I love Kiss. I love Zeppelin. Right. I love AC/DC. So Paul Stanley, you can look this up. He comes in and wants to produce our second record, Open Up and Say Ah. We're having dinner, a bunch of us at the Rainbow. He's talking about life. Then David Lee Roth, who I look up to in Van Halen, invites us out on the Skyscraper tour. I'm like, what's happening right now? Like, and I couldn't even hide it. Like, I'm one of those guys that can't hide my smile. I don't know how to pretend to be cool. I don't know how to do it. I don't, you know, people are like, well, you don't want to act over. I go, I can't help. This is who I am. I am excited. I said, I was in Row ZZZ a year ago watching them play, and now we're sitting having dinner.
Amazing.
So then David Lee Roth, then the next thing, all of a sudden, here's Robert Plant. We're getting ready to do the MTV New Year's Eve special. Can't make it up. I'm wearing pants, and I forget on my patches sewn on myself horribly, right? I go, I got these patches, and one of them is a big Zeppelin patch. He comes into my dressing room, and he's like, he had to be the coolest, funniest, self-deprecating guy. And you know when you pray that they're going to be as great as you think they are.
Right. You're hoping they're not going to be complete assholes. Right. Yes.
I go, please don't be an asshole. Please. My brain's thinking this while he's speaking. He's like, mate, I just want to know, do you mind if I go on a little, I'm doing a horrible imitation. It's horrible. But mate, you mind if I go on just a little bit? Look at your pants. You're a Zeppelin fan all the way. I go, my God, you're my band. Look at my picture. I have a picture of Terry Bradshaw on my wood paneling wall. Right in the book, wood paneling, Terry Bradshaw on one side of my shoulder and Jimmy Page and Plant on the other side. I said, this is probably one of the best moments of my life. He goes, well, thank you. You mind if we flip spots with you? I go, mind, just take the spot. I was like, you just take our spot. It's okay. It was so great. So it goes further. I do Brazil. I'm just letting this out. We play Brazil.
Yep.
I go down to the gym early. I'm diabetic. I can't sleep at all. I'm too excited. We're playing the stadium. It's Robert Plant, Aerosmith, Poison. I'm in the gym. I'm down there. I'm just walking on the treadmill. I start running. Next thing you know, Steven Tyler walks in as crazy as ever, who I love. And is every time I've been around him, great. You know what I mean? It's been a great experience. Then all of a sudden, Robert Plant comes in, not making up one moment of this. We're in Sao Paulo. I'll never forget this. He goes, man, you guys work out a lot. I couldn't sleep. I'm just going to do an English workout. And he went over, got in like on the far side of the room. There was one of those spas. He got in and had some champagne or something.
Oh, my
and
God.
And Tyler's beside me talking, just yakking away. And I'm yakking away. And Robert Plant, I go, I had to go back up to my hotel room and go, did any of that just happen? I don't have cell phones weren't a thing then. I go, did any of this just happen? Or did I just dream it? But again, I'm sorry I'm taking up your time, bro.
No, hell no. I love this, dude. I love it. Because you know what? Because also for us, people act like, and I say this to Howie Long all the time, right? Really cool shit will happen. And I'll go, like one year we were hosting the Emmys pre-show. And like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. We are hosting. I'm at a desk. We're finishing off a game, Cowboys, Eagles. We are the last desk at the Emmys red carpet. We finish up the pre-show and then we throw it inside to the host of the Emmys to kick off the Emmys. And we're like at the, and I'm sitting there with Howie Long. And I said, hey man, I know we're supposed to act like we've been there before, but fuck that. I haven't. This shit is cool. You know?
Thank you. Right. I need you as my kindred spirit. Here's why. I go to the MTV Awards. I'm like, everyone's like, when you go in the red car, you're supposed to go, you know, they're trying to have a publicist right. tell me. I go, I don't listen. If you ever talk to me, I don't know a sound bite. I just kind of talk.
Right, and
if it works, right. If it doesn't, then that friendship rolls, you know, we become acquaintances instead of friends. Right. And I go, they're like, well, you got to act like you've been here before. And I go, I never fucking been here before.
And I don't want to act like I've been there before. Yeah, I don't want to act too cool for school. I want to always remind myself of it.
I said, always. I will never put De Niro out of work. My acting sucks. I said, reality, I can do this. I just went in there and said, I was walking over, talking to people, hugging them on the carpet. I'm like, how are you doing? And it ended up making some great friendships, but I couldn't help but smile.
But that's the authenticity, man, which makes you so relatable as you always continue to build on yourself and build on yourself. If you're authentic, and especially in a day where everything in social media now is so filtered and so fake, the more authentic you are, people will just gravitate towards you.
Here's the thing. First of all, thank you. You're 100% right. And I don't mean myself. I will tell people this. I say this to my kids. I say this to my family. I never have to look over my shoulder. If I'm authentic, if I'm sincere mm-hmm. and passionate, I never have to look over my shoulder. And it's a great feeling because I feel like I'm living, I'm enjoying the here and now, but always mentally, I'm going to speak for you. We're always pushing forward. We want to mm-hmm. move the gauge forward, you know, faster and more stuff, whether it's out of fear or taking that fear and turning it into success.
No doubt.
And I'll leave you with one note for any listener who's feeling down, right? I just want to say this, having a moment, let's call it. The most important thing is to remember, if you try, there is no such thing as absolute failure. There's just lesser successes. If I played you the amount of songs I have on my phone that became, I thought they were the greatest things in the world, they were just lesser successes. One of them, we have the new song, Bear With Me, Back in the Day. I barely put it out as like a flash release. I said, just throw it out. I'm spending months building up. I'm a rocker. It's either going to hit or it isn't. And it blew up because people are relating to it. But then I have some I think are the greatest songs ever and they just missed. But instead of getting bummed, I felt that I laid it on the line and I did the best I could.
That is an amazing way to finish this up, man. I appreciate you. Hey, get my number from Bruce because you and I, we got to rip it up, man. We got to hang outside of this. Definitely. Definitely got to. This will be one of them lifelong friendships we have, brother.
Lifelong. And I'm not making this up for real. You're an inspiration. And anytime I don't sleep, I've given that up. So I was going to say anytime, night or day, man, but this was therapeutic for me. And I'm not kidding you. I look forward to this. So thanks for a great conversation and you kicking so much ass and helping a lot of people and especially our veterans. I do that. And I'm going to leave you with this, my Life Rocks Foundation, and I'm going to make a donation to your foundation.
Combine
pets and vets. They're on my stage every night. I honor the men and women. And as a whole family of vets, you know, I come from a whole family of vets. Thank you. And I'm making a donation. So I'm going to get your number. I'm going to call you after this and we're going to make a great donation.
You are the best. And we're doing great work we have MVP Emerging Vets and Players. We're taking former combat vets and former pro athletes and merging together and really working on their mental health and just giving them a team again. Cause you lose that locker room. That's when it sucks. You know, when I write my book about how we get through the gray, you got to find your team. When you lose your team, it's scary. So, man, I really appreciate that. Hey, give us anything else you get coming up that you're working on, that you got coming out that you can promote real quick for us.
Well, I just wanted to say, first of all, an honor to be on your show. there's a brand new song. It's on the house. Just go to Brett Michaels YouTube and check out the video and the new single. It's just called Back in the Day. But I advise everyone listening, there's a song I wrote with my youngest daughter, Georgia Blue, yes, called Unbroken. It exploded for many reasons, but you have to watch the video. It is inspiring, and it's taking that adversity and turning it into becoming victorious rather than a victim. And the other thing I was going to say is we've got the Party Gras tour coming, and this is where you're going to join me on stage and talking about
Homedale,
right? If you ever see the way I run my stage, I've been up there with everyone from Jimmy Page to Jimmy Buffett. We come out, and it is go time. There's no egos, no attitudes. It's just a great night.
I'm in.
And so make that a plan.
I am in, brother. I appreciate you, man. I can't thank you enough for coming on here, man. I appreciate our you know, the rest of our lives we're going to have together, man. And for you and everybody else out there, let's just keep walking this walk together.
Always, always. Listen, nothing but love and respect to you. Have a great day, my friend. And to all your listeners, may they have a great and awesome Happy New Year.
Thank you, my brother. Love you, dude.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.